Geranian horseman Nestor then answered Telemachus and said, "My boy, I'll tell you all this and speak frankly too. You yourself obviously understand what would have taken place if Menelaus, Atreus' fair-haired son, had come home from Troy and found Aegisthus living there in his own house. He would have killed the man. No one would have heaped up a tomb for him. He'd have been eaten by the dogs and birds as he lay on the plain outside the city, and not one of the Achaean women would have lamented him, the one who planned the monstrous act. We were over there in Troy, fighting hard in battle after battle, while he was having a good time, tucked away in horse-breeding Argos, seeking to seduce the wife of Agamemnon with his talk. Lady Clytemnestra at first turned down such a repulsive crime, for she possessed a noble heart. Besides, she had with her a singer whom the son of Atreus had firmly charged to watch out for his wife when he'd set out for Troy. But when fate sent from the gods caught her and she succumbed, Aegisthus took that singer far away to a deserted island and left him there a trophy for the birds to prey upon. And when he wished to take her to his home, she agreed to go. Then Aegisthus burned many thigh-cuts on the holy altar sacred to the gods, and offered up all sorts of treasure, woven goods and gold, for he had managed a tremendous act, something his heart had never dreamed of. Well, once we'd left Troy, we sailed together, Menelaus and myself. At the time, our relationship was very friendly. But when we came to holy Sunium, the Athenian headland, Phoebus Apollo, with his gentle shafts, struck down and killed Menelaus' helmsman Phrontis, Onetor's son, as he gripped the steering oar on the swift-moving...